The Gemara says in Daf Gimel Beis that even though the takana is a basula, should gemar be yom arvi, but soon this is yom arvi. But misakana ve'elach, once there was a sakana involved, chachamim made a takana. The nagu am lichnas b'shlishi. The minig became to gemar it on Tuesday to avoid the sakana. And the Gemara goes through a shaka batari what exactly the sakana was. And at one point the Gemara says that there was a gzera from the guy in the basula, and this is yom arvi to hareg, that a basula that gets made yom arvi should get killed. So the Gemara says then they should be agar legamri. So the Gemara says that the gzera was that Basula Nisus Yom Arvi Tibal Hagman Tchila. If she gets married by Yom Arvi, she has to be nivel to the Hagman Tchila. In fact, the Gemara, that's not a sakana, that's an inus. There's no sakana involved. It's being nivel by inus. What's the problem? So the Gemara answers Mishum Deikat Tznuas the Masan of Shaila Ketala Masan Lede Sakana. The problem is that there were Nashim Tznuas who did not want to be nivel to Hagman Tchila, even though it was an inus and they'll be mutal baleim, and instead there would be Meis Nefesh and they would kill themselves. They would get killed. That would bring about a sakana. For that reason, they pushed off the nisuin until Tuesday. So, in fact, the Gemara, then why is that a reason to push off the nisuin from Wednesday to Tuesday? Lidrishlu da'inus shari. Why don't you just teach them? Let them know that Inus is mutter. Let them know that the isha that's nivel b'Inus is mutas l'baila. That way, you could keep the nisuin b'yom harvi. And if an Inus ends up happening by tibal hagman tchila, it's a bia b'Inus and she's mutas l'baila. There's no iser involved, and therefore, there's no reason to push it off to yom hashlishi. That's the kasha of the Gemara. And l'chay, it's difficult to understand the kasha of the Gemara. Literally, the Einus Shari, tell them the Einus is mutter. And a chanami, Einus is mutter if an Einus happens. But over here, it's not just an Einus happening, you're bringing yourself into a massive of an Einus. If you allow them to get married by Yom Ravi, you're going to be a diamond, you're being machin yourself into a situation where you're now going to have to do an Aver b'Einus. So maybe an Einus is mutter if it comes upon you, but for you to put yourself in a situation where you have to do an Isser b'Einus, perhaps that's Aser, maybe that's not considered an Einus, maybe that's Ratzon, maybe that's something which you're not allowed to do. You can't create a matzah where you're going to be Aver an Isser b'Einus, so make it taste that that would be mutter. In Bamasim we find Meferesh and Rishonim that it's Aser to do that. The famous Shita of the Baal Amar and Shabbos, in the 19th parak of Shabbos, in the Sugya Vishtap B'Chamimi, the Gemara says that if you have you have a baby to be mal, and you want to, the minig was in those days, they had to use hot water to be merapa the baby, to be machitz the baby, so you prepare that water before Shabbos, and you could go ahead and do the mila. But let's say you prepare that water, come Shabbos, you have to do the mila, and the Shtap B'Chamimi, the hot water got poured out, and now if you do the mila, you're going to have to heat up new water. So there's a mutter to do the mila, if you know that by doing the Mila you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos to be Mechamim the Chamimi. So B'Shas Ma'isa, after you do the Mila, you're allowed to heat up the water. It's Pikoch Nefesh, it's an Einus, and you're allowed to do it. But could you go ahead and do the Mila, which is being machnis yourself into a situation where you have to be Mechal Shabbos Ma'inus, is a mutter to do that or not? And the Shitas of Baal Amar is, you're not allowed to do that. And if you're in the matzav and the meal was done and you need the hot water, you could heat it up. It's an inus. But to put yourself in a matzav where you're going to create a heter of inus, a pikuach nefesh, that you're not allowed to do. And therefore, you're not allowed to do the meal. The Ramban is chalek, the Ramban holds that you could, but the shittas Baal Amar is that you cannot. So, lefi the Baal Amar, it's very difficult to understand. What's the kasha of the Gemara over here? Lidrishu, the inus shari, lechor, it's no different than bringing yourself into a matzav of inus by mila. Over here, it's even worse. And by you getting married, Yom Ravi, you're creating a matzah where you're doing an aver b'inus, and that should not be an inus, that should be aser, just like you can't do the mila, which will bring about a necessity to be Mechal Shabbos by being Mechamim the Chamimi. That's the kasha l'achanim ask on the Baal Amar. And I saw a interesting text from Rav Shimon Shkop says this, it's brought down in the Zichon Shmuel, in the Sefer Zikar in Zichon Shmuel, in Siman Samachay Ois Amadalad, and brings down B'Shem Rav Shimon, the oil on the Baal Amar holds that you're allowed to put yourself in a matzah of an inus, even if it causes you to do an Avera through the Einus. That's not a problem, and that's why it's mutter in our sugya. The reason why in Shabbos it's Aser is because on Shabbos, when you're Mechal Shabbos, it's not just doing an Avera by Einus, but there's also a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh. Shabbos is a Mitzvah of Shabbos and of Tishbais. You have to be Shabbos on Shabbos, and you can't put yourself in a Matzav where you're Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh by Einus. So if here it's only a Lav, you can be Mevatel Lav by Einus, but not a Mitzvah Saseh. That's a Chilik he wants to say. L'chart, Sarachin, to understand that, you would think an Aseh is more Kal than a Lav. If you can be Vata Laba Inus, for sure, and I say, but Lachar, the beer is, he's saying that, like we saw in the Sugya earlier, that really Inus is Kamandali Oven, Inus and Mechana Patwe, a Maisa done by Inus is not your Maisa, it's as if you didn't do it. So to create a Matzah where you're doing an Aver by Inus, that's not a problem, it's as if you didn't do that Maisa, it's not Mesachis to you. But when it comes to a Mitzvah Sasein, when there's a Mitzvah to be Shaivis, a positive Mitzvah to be Shaivis, so it doesn't help that Inus Kamandali Oven and it's not Mesachis to you, at the end of the day, you didn't do the Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah that Torah wants you to do and you didn't do it. So you could be honest from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, you're missing the Mitzvah, and that you can't do. You can't put yourself in a Matzah where you're going to cause yourself to be Mechaser Mitzvah. But in our Sugya, where it's not a Bittul Mitzvah, it's just causing yourself to be in a Matzah where you're honest and not there, being that Inus and Mechana Patre, that would be Mutter, and that could be the beer in the Gemara's Kasha of Lidrish Lehu, the Inus Shari.